All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, let's do it.
This time, we're throwing it back to the roaring 20s, jazz music, flapper dresses.
Oh, I love the 20s.
Right, such a cool era. But beneath all that glitz and glamour, there's some serious drama unfolding in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. We're going to unpack why this novel, written almost a century ago, still has so much to say about the American dream and why it keeps us coming back for more.
It's such a classic for a reason.
Exactly. So picture this: clinking champagne glasses, lavish parties on sprawling estates, fast cars, and beautiful people living life on the edge. Fitzgerald drops us right into the excesses of the Roaring Twenties, a time of economic boon and social upheaval after World War I. And our guide through this exhilarating and ultimately heartbreaking world is Nick Carraway.
Ah, Nick. I always found him such an interesting character.
Yeah, he's our narrator, and he's kind of an outsider.
He
He's from the
is.
Midwest originally, and he's come east to try his luck in the booming bond business.
Which is really important because it lets him see through the glitter, you know? He's not blinded by the wealth like some of the other
Right,
characters.
he has this more grounded perspective. It allows him, and us as readers, to see the cracks in the facade of this seemingly perfect world.
Exactly. We see the emptiness behind the extravagant parties, the shallowness of the relationships, and the moral decay lurking beneath the surface.
And speaking of facades, nobody embodies that more than the enigmatic Jay Gatsby. Here's this mysterious millionaire throwing these legendary parties, but nobody really seems to know where he came from or what he does.
It's all very mysterious, and
Yeah.
everyone's always gossiping about him.
Exactly. But Gatsby doesn't seem to care about the whispers. He's got his sights set on something much bigger, something much more elusive.
Daisy.
Bingo. Daisy Buchanan, the golden girl who embodies everything Gatsby desires. She's beautiful, she's charming, and she represents a world of old money that Gatsby desperately wants to be a part of.
And that's the heart of the conflict, isn't it? Old money versus new money. Daisy comes from a world of inherited wealth and social prestige. Gatsby, on the other hand, had to claw his way up from nothing. He's built his fortune, but he can't buy his way into Daisy's world.
It's almost like he's trying to buy a past he never had.
Exactly. And that's where the green light comes in. You know, that iconic symbol at the end of Daisy's dock that Gatsby stares at across the bay.
It's such a powerful image.
Right. It represents Gatsby's longing for something that's always just out of reach. It's his hopes, his dreams, this idealized vision of a future with Daisy. But what Gatsby doesn't realize is that you can't repeat the past. You can't just buy your way into happiness.
And no matter how hard he tries, Daisy can never live up to this idealized image he's created in his mind.
Exactly. She's flawed, she's human, and ultimately she's trapped in a loveless marriage with Tom, who represents everything Gatsby despises about the upper class.
And that brings us to the pivotal scene at the Plaza Hotel. Talk about a showdown.
The tension in that room, you can just feel it building as Gatsby and Tom finally confront each other.
It's like watching a car crash in slow motion. You know it's going to be bad, but you can't look away.
And it all comes crashing down in that moment. The truth about Gatsby's past is revealed, and Daisy is forced to confront her own feelings.
And just when you think things can't get any messier, tragedy strikes.
Myrtle's death is a turning point in the novel. She represents the underclass, caught in the crossfire of the wealthy elite's recklessness. And Gatsby, in a desperate attempt to protect Daisy, takes the blame for something he didn't do.
It's a decision that seals his fate.
And it highlights this idea that there are consequences for our actions, even for someone as seemingly untouchable as Gatsby. He may be wealthy, but he's not above the law, and he's certainly not immune to the consequences of his choices.
It's almost as if his pursuit of the American dream, his relentless pursuit of wealth and status, ultimately leads to his downfall.
And that's the tragedy of Jay Gatsby. He achieved the American dream, at least superficially, but it didn't bring him the happiness he craved. If anything, it destroyed him.
So why does this story, written almost 100 years ago, still resonate with us today? What do you think?
Well, I think it's because Fitzgerald tapped into something universal about the human experience: the desire for love, the pursuit of dreams, and the struggle to reconcile our past with our present. These are themes that transcend time and place.
And the American dream is still something that people are striving for, even though it might look different today than it did in Gatsby's time.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes The Great Gatsby so thought-provoking. It makes us question what we're chasing and whether it's truly worth the cost.
Such a good point. Are we so focused on achieving our dreams that we lose sight of what truly matters? Wow. That's something for all of us to think about. And that's it for our deep dive on The Great Gatsby.
It's always a pleasure to chat about such a great book.
Absolutely. Until next time.